changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and it's Friend Friday on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. And today I'm talking to Joy Jones. Joy is an author, a motivational speaker, and the founder of DC Retro Jumpers, which is a multi-generational double Dutch team in Washington, D.C. They're very cool. In fact, a couple of years ago, they served as cultural ambassadors to Russia. They went and did their double Dutch jump. Is it jump roping? Jumping rope? Whatever it is. Joy will tell us. And now Joy also has a new book out for middle grade readers. It's about family bonding and getting fit through double Dutch. So first of all, Joy, hello. And tell me, do I say double Dutch jumping rope, double Dutch rope jumping? How do you say it?
That's a good question for a grammarian. I'll just say jumping rope or jumping double Dutch.
Jumping double Dutch. Okay, that sounds good. So the reason that Joy has joined us today is because we met her through our new book that's coming out on November 2nd. And it's about how age is just a number. And Joy's story in the book is primarily about double Dutch and her group and how at any age you can relive some of that childhood fun. So first of all, tell us why you started your double Dutch, your double Dutch jump rope organization.
Well, it's a convoluted story. I think God has a sense of humor. The seed for the idea happened years ago. My coworkers and I were talking about losing weight. We were always talking about losing weight. And I said, hey, why don't we jump double Dutch on our lunch hour as a way to help us lose weight? And everybody thought it was a dumb idea. Mostly they felt that they were too old. Mind you, we were in our 20s and 30s back then. And, you know, I've forgotten how my back is weak, my legs aren't strong. You know, at this age, are you kidding? But I kept thinking about that. And eventually I wrote a play about some adult women who decide to jump double Dutch. And then in promoting the play, someone said, why don't you really organize some women to jump double Dutch? And it sort of half-heartedly, because when I had tried to do it with my coworkers, nobody was interested. I said, anybody who wants to jump rope, meet me at the Recreation Center on Friday. And some people showed up. And that's how DC Retro Jumpers got started.
That is so cool. I didn't realize that you wrote the play about jumping double Dutch first and that turned into reality. I mean, today people are probably saying, huh, people are probably listening and saying, I used to jump rope when I was a kid. I used to jump double Dutch because I know everybody's got this nostalgia right now during COVID for all their child. Like I started riding my bike again, which I hadn't ridden for 20 years. And also I'm making my husband shoot baskets with me in the driveway, right? And we're in our 60s and we're shooting baskets like we're kids, you know, and then my arms are sore the next day and I can't brush my hair. But it's kind of fun doing all the childhood stuff. So you must be really helping to rejuvenate people.
Fun is not just for kids. Just because you grow up doesn't mean you have to grow old or grow stale. You need to keep some of those amusements from childhood alive.
So what are the ages of the people you have in your double Dutch group?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, when and where. For example, the woman we call our coach, Robin, she teaches at a lot of schools around town, at least pre-pandemic she did. And now that we're coping with the pandemic, she's organized these micropods where she'll do small lessons or private lessons for groups of kids. So she has become their outdoor recess, given that school is not in session. And parents will approach her to do that. So those are young people, children and teenagers. The members of the group who went to Russia as cultural ambassadors spreading double Dutch around the world, all of us were in our 50s and our 60s. Yes, old, or should I say seasoned women jumping rope like kids abroad. That just blows my mind even when I think about it. So we have everybody from, say, preschool to senior citizens jumping rope.
That is so cool. And you know, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that trip to Russia. I happen to know Mary McBride, that ambassador who worked with you on getting you set up for Russia. So we'll talk about that in a minute. We're back with Joy Jones. So I would love to hear about the trip that your 50 and 60 somethings took to Russia as cultural ambassadors. I'm sure the Russians had never seen double Dutch before.
Well, most of them had not seen double Dutch, although our first event was at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. And among the other entertainers was a double Dutch group from Russia, a group of two men and two women, young folks, very, very good. They could jump double Dutch and a whole lot of other stunts they could do in the rope, a lot of acrobatic moves. We can't do that. But what our claim to fame is, we can teach you how to jump rope, even if you've never done it before, even if you say you have two left feet, even if you're scared to death. We can get you in the rope and you will shock and amaze yourself. So we're not the stars of the show. When we do our demonstrations, we make you the star of the show.
Oh, that's so cool. And I always think it's such a good idea to step outside your comfort zone. And this is the epitome of that, because those two ropes coming at you must be terrifying when you're just starting out.
Yes, yes. A lot of people are scared, but they're excited because they see us. And they say, if those old ladies can do it, certainly I have a shot at it. And you do. We had about 70 people lined up at the embassy in their dressy clothes, eager to get a chance to jump in the rope.
That is so neat. And you have a great quote at the end of your story in Our Age is Just a Number book. It says, once a woman started crying after jumping, not because she had hurt herself, but because it had been so long since she had felt so much joy. And that's what double Dutch reminds me to do, to keep jumping into life, no matter my age. And I thought that was so great. Just keep passing over an obstacle, be lively, jump for fitness, jump for joy, jump for life. I love that. I think you're going to inspire so many people to find that old jump rope. I bet on Amazon, jump rope sales are up, just like the sales of all the other nostalgic fitness stuff are up, right?
I hadn't thought about that, but certainly I wouldn't be surprised, because we need our creative daily requirement. And doing exercise is like the chicken soup for the soul and the body. So I'm hoping that people will take this opportunity to rediscover some of their childhood pastimes, to maybe do a little bit more exercise than they have been doing pre-pandemic, and to rediscover the joy of playing. One of our favorite quotes is, not everyone likes to exercise, but everybody likes to play.
Good point. That's why I'm riding my bike all the time, because it doesn't really feel like exercise. It just feels like fun. So I have a question for you. When somebody starts out jump roping, or jumping rope, like I have one that, I don't know, came in a box from somebody. It's just a one jump rope. But how do people get started? And do you have videos they could watch?
We have a video on our website that gives instructions on how to jump double Dutch. Our website is www.dcretrojumpers.com. Plus, there are places all over YouTube that give instruction on jumping double Dutch. So it's at your fingertips, or should I say at your footsteps.
So I know you also have a new book out, and I saw it on Amazon. It's called Jayla Jumps In, and it looks like such a great book. What age group is it oriented towards?
It's for elementary school kids to middle school. So 5th grade to 7th grade, that age range. And it's about a little girl who starts a double Dutch team. I wonder where that idea came from.
And I know in the book, that double Dutch team really changes this little girl's life and her family's life, and really becomes part of the community. I mean, it does so many good things, doesn't it?
Yes, Jayla Jumps In is a story that I wanted to inspire young people, especially, to put down the cell phone or the video games for a minute and go outside and play. And in Jayla Jumps In, not only does she discover the pleasures of using her imagination and her body to amuse herself, but it also improves the health of her family. Her mother has hypertension, as does my mother in real life, and exercise helps her mother to turn that condition around. So Jayla jumps into a whole host of things. She jumps into a new way of having fun. She jumps into changing her family, and she jumps into improving her community.
I guess you probably had a whole PR plan for this book, and now with COVID, you're not able to go and do all of those in-person appearances at schools and local bookstores, et cetera.
I've discovered a lot of places on the web, however, as a result. So book bloggers and a variety of kinds of journalists have reached out. And even this conversation I'm having with you may not have happened if the pandemic hadn't forced everyone to look for new and different ways to get the message out.
So I wonder what it's going to be like when your story is published in our Chicken Soup for the Soul book.
I'm so excited. I want you to know I have Chicken Soup for the Writer's Soul on my shelf. And to now know that I'm going to be one of those writers in a Chicken Soup book, I am just beyond thrilled.
Well, we're thrilled to have you in the book. And there were, I don't know, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 submissions for age.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was a really popular topic. Age is just a number. And so you had some pretty stiff competition to get into the book, but I just loved your story. It was so different. And I think people really should go to your website, dcretrojumpers.com, and see those pictures and videos from your trip to Russia and then jumping in DC. It's just fabulous to watch, especially the more mature people enjoying jumping rope. It's very inspirational for me. It might even cause me to go and find that jump rope in my garage and just try jumping one rope, not two. But one will be a start.
One step is the first step. So I encourage you to pull that jump rope out and do so. And if you're ever in Washington, D.C., we'll have you jumping double dutch in 10 minutes or less. I guarantee.
Oh my gosh. I used to go to D.C. all the time because both my children went to Georgetown, but they're in their early 30s now. So those trips to D.C. are way in my past, but I will definitely, that would be a wonderful step outside your comfort zone challenge for me. I'm always trying to give myself new things to do that I'm afraid of. So jumping double dutch would definitely be one of those things. So I will take you up at that if I'm down in DC. Thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. And you'll have to let us know if you start hearing from people who read about you in the book. Maybe you'll get a bunch of new DC area participants.
I'm sure with 4,000 people wanting to be in the book, I know that a lot of people believe that age truly is just a number.
Yes, it is. I'm excited about this new book and I'm excited about featuring you in this new book. So thanks for joining us today, Joy.
Thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. That was the first of many episodes that will cover more than 24 stories from our new Age is Just a Number book. We'll be sharing stories from the book in our free daily email as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter. And come back for our next episode to revisit our book about listening to your dreams. I'm going to share a couple of stories about dreams that came just in time and saved the lives of the people who had them.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.